Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And as we're coming to the end of the extra hour, I want to talk about the wisdom moment, and that's found in Proverbs 28:22. A stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware that poverty awaits him. A stingy man, Pat, is eager to get rich and is unaware, no clue, that poverty awaits him. Think of the word stingy. You know, just even sounds funny. Stingy, stingy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
No, almost like stinky, you know. But stingy, it's a reluctancy to give. Reluctancy to give.
All right, which is a lack of faith, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Reluctantly to give or spend. You know, some other words that this is some synonyms, you know, like greedy, grudging, scrimping, uncharitable, ungiving, selfish, you know. It's someone that hoards, you know. It's kind of like, here's half of one, here's a little bit, you know. And no one really likes a stingy person, do they? If you're with someone who's stingy, you're just like, you know, never mind, I won't have anything, you know. I just won't have anything. But it's interesting how a stingy man feels that the way to get rich or to have more is to hoard and hold on to what they have. And if you're going to give it all now, we only give sparingly. You know what I'm saying? We share. And a stingy man feels that the more I hold on to, the more that I keep for myself, the more I have. And the truth is, and this proverb tells us very plainly, God's word tells us that what awaits a stingy man is the complete opposite of what he thinks he's going to get.
That's right.
What awaits the stingy man is poverty. You know, Luke 6:38 says this, give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Well, the stingy man doesn't realize that once he gave out that little half a teaspoon of blessing out, well, he's going to get a half a teaspoon of blessing back. You know what I'm saying? Okay, is that the measuring cup? You know, God's going to use whatever measuring cup you want to use. You want to use a little teaspoon of giving? Well, he's going to get that little teaspoon. Then we pray, Lord, will you bless me? He goes, yep, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you, all right? I'm looking for something to give you a blessing. Give me that little teaspoon you use right there. Give me that same one. I'm going to go in. I'm going to dump you out a little blessing here. Here you go. And it's more blessed. You're more blessed to give. You see, the stingy man gave sparingly. And the thing here is this. Look, we don't need to be stingy. You know, what do we have that God's not giving to us anyway? The thing about the stingy man, stingy woman, right? Is that they actually think that they did something for what they have. They actually think that they were involved in the process and it was all their doing. But what does what do any one of us have that didn't come from the hand of God?
That's right.
If God gave it to you, God's calling us to be a good steward, a good manager of what he's given us.
That's right.
He didn't call us to hoard and to keep and to hold what he's given us. He's called us to manage that. And why are we talking about this? We're talking about Proverbs. We're talking about a wisdom. We're talking about following God's ways, not our ways. We're talking about how would God want me to be?
That's right.
And everything that runs through our hands is because the Lord blessed us with those things. So you're saying, well, how are you going to manage that? You know, Psalm 112:5 says, good will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice. Goodwill will come to him who is generous. You know, generous is liberal in giving, sharing, willing, just willing to give unselfishly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big one. Disregarding your own advantages and welfare over those of others.
Right.
Generous doesn't always mean that you had just have so many resources. I am and I can be generous now because I'm sitting on all these millions. I mm-hmm. can just doling it out. No, right. That doesn't mean that. It means in whatever state that you find yourself, whatever amount of resources that you do have, mm-hmm. whether millions or less, mm-hmm. that what you do have, you'll actually give liberally.
That's right.
And you know, it'll probably be at your own expense.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shocking, shocking find.
Yeah, right.
Right, that we can be generous, because sometimes we're thinking that generous means, well, if I have, then I'll give. Mm-hmm. If I'm blessed, then I'll give. You know, it's like, no, we can be generous,
mm-hmm.
even at the point that means it less for us. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to be generous.
All right.
Proverbs 11:24 says, one man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. Listen, I think that God wants us to be generous in our giving, to trust him with everything that he's given us, to believe that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, and that we don't have to hoard and keep and try to be sparingly with the things that he has already given us. Not that we've done our own. The wisdom moment for today is found in Proverbs 28:22. A stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware that poverty awaits him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.